From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The U.S. economy is still struggling back from a devastating recession, and President Obama will address the way forward in his State of the Union address Tuesday night. In an online video released to supporters today, the president said he will outline an agenda to create jobs and boost American competitiveness.
Our job is to make sure that the American dream is attainable to everybody who's willing to work for it, everybody who's willing to strive for it. It's going to take a lot of work. These are big challenges that are in front of us. But we're up to it as long as we come together as a people.
House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan will deliver the GOP response. Things may be looking up for economically battered Flint, Michigan. General Motors will reportedly make an announcement Monday. A person familiar with the plan says GM is adding a shift and more than 650 jobs at its Flint assembly plant. GMC Sierra and Chevy Silverado trucks are produced there. President Obama today marked the 38th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, legalizing abortion. NPR's Allison Keyes reports at the same time, anti-abortion activists are preparing for their annual march and rally in the nation's capital.
In a statement today, the president called the Roe v. Wade decision one that protects women's health and reproductive freedom. He said it affirms what he called a fundamental principle, that government should not intrude on private family matters, and he said that he's committed to protecting this constitutional right. Mr. Obama said he also remains committed to policies that help prevent unintended pregnancies, support pregnant women and mothers, and promote adoption. Meantime, an anti-abortion nonprofit, March for Life, is planning a rally in front of the White House tomorrow and a larger march on the National Mall on Monday. The group has been marching every year since 1974, 1 year after the Roe v. Wade decision. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
There was a celebration in suburban Washington today, a celebration of the life of Peace Corps founder and Kennedy Klan member Sergeant Shriver. Shriver, who died Tuesday at 95, was mourned by celebrities and politicians alike. Vice President Joe Biden told Shriver's children,
"Your dad not only was prepared to make life better than it was, he made it better than it was for literally millions of people around the world."
After the service, musician and activist Bono told the Associated Press he was a student of the Sarge way of doing things. The oldest living member of the Army's Easy Company, which fought in some of the fiercest World War II battles in Europe, has died. Ed Mauser was 94 and had been battling pancreatic cancer. He kept his remarkable service a secret, even from some of his family members. This is NPR. A teenage girl who was gang-raped outside a homecoming dance at a Northern California high school has agreed to a $4 million settlement with the school district. The deal was approved by a judge in November, but the terms were not disclosed until now. The girl's attorney said school officials agreed it was not in the girl's best interest to endure a civil trial. Six people have pleaded not guilty in the criminal case. At week's end, federal regulators had shut down banks in four states. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta reports the Southeast continues to be among the hardest hit from the financial crisis.
The shuttered banks suffered from portfolios full of bad loans, mostly tied to housing. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation closed North Carolina's Bank of Asheville, Community South Bank and Trust based in Easley, South Carolina, and Enterprise Banking Company of McDonough, Georgia. Unlike most bank failures, Enterprise does not yet have a new owner. That means regulators will keep open the branch for another week, allowing depositors to clear their accounts. But the largest failure by far was United Western Bank based in Denver. It had more than $2 billion in assets. Bank failures have cost the FDIC's insurance fund more than $50 billion in the past 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
Britain is looking for ways to protect taxpayers when big banks go belly up. The head of a commission considering the breakup of the country's biggest bank says the goal is to allow unsuccessful institutions to fail safely. John Vicker says financial risk should not be offset by a taxpayer-funded safety net. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support for